you a disappointment to your father?
Well, you don't have to be if you get your dad the best headphones available. If your dad loves music and hearing it in high quality, then get the highest rated over-the-air headphones on the market. Your dad can get licensed band shells to show off his favorite band while listening with Hill Blocker noise canceling to block out the rest of the world and his awful children. You can play it smart with convenient payment plans and getting an additional $40 off with the code DADJOKE at checkout, and get express shipping to make sure your dad gets it on time. To celebrate fathers everywhere, here's a dad joke. Did you hear about the French cheese factory explosion? There was nothing left but debris. Let us know if you have a better dad joke in the comments, and get your dad heavies with the discount code DADJOKE. He might actually be proud of you for once.
Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Hope you are all doing well, and our host Alex has a message for everybody.
Yes, happy Pride Month, everybody. Woo!
Yes, happy Pride Month. Remember, every time you say happy Pride Month to someone, an angry, boomer, awful person actually has to kick his wallet down the sewer and blame the kids for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Pride. So remember, happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Yes. Hope you're all doing well. If we hit 50 likes, we will play around a festival rock or flop where we book a random festival in the middle of nowhere just to see how good or weird we can make it. Hope you guys are all doing very well on this Tuesday evening. It is June 4th, the start of June. Hope you all are filing in properly. Please hit the like button again. It does help out a ton. Also, Alex and Rowan, how are you? Alex.
But it's Wednesday, though.
Did I say it was Tuesday?
Did.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. It's Tuesday somewhere. It probably isn't.
Yeah. But.
Hey, you know, in 6 days from now, when someone was watching this on a Tuesday on the backlog, you're going to feel real silly. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rowan, how are you? No snark, please.
I'm doing good on this beautiful Wednesday evening.
Okay, both of you got snark. All right. Muting Alex and Rowan's mics for the rest of podcast.
Okay, fine. Uh-huh. Go solo. We'll just mime our reactions. Yeah.
Give thumbs up and gums, like somebody gets a whiteboard and just writes messages the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like I don't like use the chat feature on YouTube. I just hold up signs to my camera.
Yes, yes, in the chat. I said the wrong day. Ha ha ha. I'm wrong. Ha ha ha.
Don't forget.
We just have to, you know, keep you in line, man.
Man, it'd really suck if someone did super chats telling me I was wrong. That would be the worst. If you guys did a super chat, don't do that to me. Gah. Also, compliments if you're watching on YouTube. Yes, Alex does have hair that's very reminiscent of the Joan Jett era. Very well done.
Thanks. I was channeling my inner porcupine today.
My hair is out of the shower. Can't be bothered to do anything with it. Thank you. Thank you.
My hair got cut for the first time in 3 months, so.
Very nice.
Happy about that.
We're all professional somewhat in some fashion. Thank you again. Shall we get to the news? Stupid story. It's our main story, and yes, it's stupid, and we're just going to jump right into it because I don't know how else to jump into something like this. I'm going to share my screen with my co-hosts so they can see what's going on. Bam, bam. Seether's concert did not go very well, especially for the youngins. This happened a couple days ago, and you know what? We'll get to our opinion of how it was handled. We'll get to that in a minute. For those who are not aware, Seether performed at a Tulsa casino venue, one of the nicer casinos that have a big stage and concerts and stuff in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Along with that, Seether's frontman, Sean Morgan, had their 7-year-old child there, a side stage, because they're on the road with them. Family. And that's nice. That's fine, right? Well, 7-year-olds aren't allowed in the casino. So during sets, mid-song, Seether's frontman saw their child be taken away by security because no minors are allowed in the casino, even if it's the casino venue where there's no gambling in that area. Did I get all the beats? Did I make sure the stupidity is presented well? Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Mentioned everything leading up to the fallout.
Yes, correct.
Really? Yeah.
So that's what happened. I personally would not be able to perform that well after that if I saw my child taken away by security, you know. So what do you do when you're in front of a big crowd that are there to see you and you see your child get taken away during the set? That's what kills me, too. It was during the set, like mid-song. Quote, hey, this is addressing the crowd between songs after this whole fiasco happened. Hey, sorry, that took a little while. I had my kid on sides of the stage the whole entire show. And then suddenly this blank blank band, YouTube's going to have fun with this one, kicks her the F off stage. She's 7 years old. And now she can't even go in the front of the house and watch the show. Man, F you. What is wrong with you? I am censoring this so much, by the way. It's a child, and you just kicked her off the stage her dad's playing on. I hope you're I hope your blank is super huge, bro. Oh well, I'll finish this song for you guys. F this place. The amount of profanity I just omitted from that is enough to make an R-rated film.
And we are not done yet, chat.
No. Oh, we got a new addition. We got the Remedy remix. So, and that's the Remedy was then had a play on different words, blah, 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 diddy, blah, some rules that kick kids out, doing no harm, just watching daddy play a rock show. I'm a little man with my tiny blank and I have control. That's just some of the lyrics that Sean improvised to do Remedy. Now, why can I tell you all this when I could just show you what's going on?
Because we'll get demonetized.
Correct. So here's a small snippet.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with people?
That's how it starts. And after some ranting, bassist just puts his bass down and lets the tech play. And he's walking around because he's upset too. I'll mute it for everybody. Slow it or speed it up a little so that way YouTube won't have a fit.
Oh no, yeah. Wait, have him swearing in like sped up. That'll be funny.
No, I muted it so that way he won't be Chipmunk Sean Morgan. But yeah. And they're just goofing off with this new version of Remedy, literally calling out security at the venue in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I do hope they get a remaster of this and release it because I actually think it would do well. So that's what happened in Oklahoma. We'll go around the horn. Alex, how do you think Sean Morgan handled this situation?
Apt. I mean, understandably, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You see your 7-year-old getting whisked away. This was a very understandable response.
Yeah. Okay. Rowan, how about you?
Like, I'm on his side. Like, if I saw some guy just like touch my daughter and just like lead her like out of my sight, I'm like, I'm probably gonna throw hands. But at the same time, too, just like I'm just speaking objectively here. Just going to like, granted, I don't know what else you can do in the middle of a show, but I mean, like. Just like him, just like, you know, saying, oh, F this guy. I'm pretty sure you have a tiny whatever. It's like how a teenager gets angry at you. I don't know.
Just imagining it being like his own daughter and him seeing her getting whisked away. And he would, you know, I would probably throw out some of them words, too.
It's shock. And I cannot argue the shock of it, you know?
Yeah.
This is a first that I've seen for any child of the band headline band performing, you know. I can't
on the stage.
Yeah, what mid-song, right? I can't fault it. And like, there's a lot of ways he could have handled it, you know. He could have just said, listen, I'm on the mic right now. This whole show doesn't start again until my child is brought back. Also, the audience that's there for Seether, they'd be like, yeah, we're okay with that. Bring his daughter back, you psychos. Like, what's the crowd going to do? They're not going to go, boo, no, keep playing, screw your daughter. No, they're not. So there's a lot. I can't fault him for being upset. Go ahead, Rowan. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's just like a thing, too, where it's just like the casino has security to not only to keep an eye on everybody and just keep everyone safe. I feel like they would know just like as long as like the daughter's like supervised, it's like she stays in the concert area. She would be fine, right?
Yeah.
Like, children are not allowed in the casino. What, is she going to, like, walk to the slots and bet dad's money?
And it's such a weird thing, too. It's like, it's also, like, you think she's going to, like, just, like, steal someone's wallet and put it all on black and then just run away giggling? No.
Or no, she's going to count cards like Rain Man or something.
Yeah, I don't know. That actually be kind of cool to see a 7-year-old do. That's pretty impressive.
But don't give anyone any ideas.
I know. But also, there's the flip side of that argument. It's like, hey, this 7-year-old can't be in here. They're not going to spend money or spend or gamble. Get him out of here. Throw him in the parking lot. So maybe it's the opposite. No
free coke for you.
Yeah, maybe it's the opposite. They're not making money off a 7-year-old. Why are you going to let him in here? Get him out. They're taking up oxygen.
Yeah. Well, and usually they pump oxygen into those things so that you stay more awake. You guys know that, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Casinos do a lot of that's not even the tip of the iceberg for casinos. But,
no. Yeah.
But regardless.
typically casinos have like some casinos I've been to have like a special colored carpet or something. And it's like, okay, if you're under 18, you're not allowed to go on that colored carpet.
Yes.
Like they've got certain areas, or I guess it's 21 now, but whatever, or you know what I'm saying? Anyone underage.
Yeah.
Or they stamp your hand or something like that. It's like when you go to a concert, it's like, you're under 21. So you can't buy alcohol.
Yeah. But also they can't even pose for like 18. They're 7. It's a 7-year-old little girl. And she wasn't in like going through the pit. And at the concert bar, she was side stage. That's what's nuts to me. They would have had to go up to do that, you know? For Alex and Rowan, anyone in chat want to chime in on this too. Have either of you ever been to a casino show, like concert at a casino stage?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Not a rock concert.
Okay, I've been to one at a rock concert. Security there is way different than a, like actual venues, you know? And I get that. I still don't understand the logic of on stage, side stage, you know, like you have to know by that point it's family. No, you're out of here.
Did they think that's why I'm saying like wander? Like, I mean, like, a 7-year-old's a young kid, but they would have more common sense than that. At least I hope to think, right?
She was.
What are you gonna do? Like, hey, you 7-year-old, don't stand here next to your dad.
Right.
We think you might wander. Let's just take you somewhere else away from your dad.
Yeah, the backwards logic. Also, she's born in the industry. She knows her dad's a band and like a musician. She's there. She knows what to do at that point. If she's 7, she's born with it. Like she was raised with it. She knows not to go anywhere, like not to wander off like that. We can't be the only ones like thinking this is like the logic side of this, though, right? Apparently in Tulsa, it's you make us money or you get out. So I don't know. There's a lot
Isn't Sean Morgan just making them money, though, by performing?
Yes.
And getting people to go to the show.
He already made them money and he's still making the money by having his guests buy drinks and merch that the venue probably gets a cut off because venues are doing that now. And a lot of those people probably stayed after the concert to go gamble.
Yeah. You know, it's like the casino is just like to the girl. It's like you got to earn your keep or something.
All right. I don't know the little girl's name. Just we'll just say Sally for sake of the joke. All right, Sally, 2 drink minimum. Like demand. Like
that's what I said. When I said Coke, that's what I meant. I'm like, she's not buying colas, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
Got to get out.
Mm-hmm. So Seether has something a little. Seether has a full album of rage to write for their next album, and it's a kind of understandable. There you go. Maybe that's the push they needed. Seether needed just the anger on the road to really push for that next album, that big, big furious thing, and they could dedicate it all to whatever the venue's name is.
I'm sure we're going to have that remix of Remedy as like a hidden track or something. Do people still do hidden tracks? I don't know, but
they can on maybe. Yeah. But it's the Hard Rock Hotel. I didn't know that until I looked, right? That's a chain. That's a higher up chain.
That's different. I was imagining some little random middle of nowhere casino. I didn't know it was a Hard Rock.
Yeah, I was thinking also it's like a casino that happens to have a stage for concerts, not Hard Rock Hotel, where they're built on doing this type of thing. This is their bread and butter. There's no way
that mid-range like Vegas casino, not even on the strip.
Yeah, and there's no way this is the first 7-year-old daughter of a singer that has to sit side stage while the dad plays. No way this is the first. Not a chance. Goodness. Do we keep digging? Because the deeper we dig, the dumber it gets. I don't know what else to say.
The security guard who was secretly the casino owner or something.
Oh goodness. Like I'll say this.
A very like anti Seether fan. Like I hate Seether. Let's do something terrible.
I'm an Amy Lee fan. He broke her heart, you know. Something really deep. Like
I prefer Three Days Grace.
That was 15 years ago, pal. 3 Days Grace. Like, Man, I'll say this though. I am glad people argue about cell phone usage in concerts. I'm glad it happened this time. We got all this. Guys, this is not the video you're seeing. This is not the only one online. Lots of people were recording this because of the show stopping and what was happening. And yeah, yeah, we go back to last week. Some people think no publicity or any publicity is good publicity. No, that's not true. Anything else? Does anyone else feel a little dumber having to explain all this out and why this is awful?
A little bit. Thank you. My IQ dropped 2 points.
Kind of. It dropped to the Oklahoma standard. I'm sorry. Not everyone in Oklahoma is like that.
It's probably not going to happen, but I would love to hear what the guy's defense is, security guard. I would love to see how he tries to wriggle his way out of it.
You know, he didn't care. You know, he just clocked out and said, whatever.
Yeah, I know, but now I feel like he's going to have to care. Now he's going to have to think of a story.
I guess.
We don't even know who he is. Maybe we need to find out who he is. What did you do to Sean Morgan's daughter?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. That's okay. And that's harsh sounding, but it is kind of a fair question. If you lead her away, if you lead her away from her dad when her dad can't do anything about it and you've never met the little girl before. Yeah, that's a fair question.
Ah, no, shame on you, sir.
Now it's screaming like stranger danger vibes. Now when you get to it, I don't care if it's security or not. Now it's to the stranger danger limit. All right, I'm gonna have to escort you off the stage into the back parking lot. What?
So that's my dad. I don't care. You can't be in here.
Okay, little girl, follow me. This complete stranger.
Yeah, exactly. And also, again, the little girl was born into the industry. They know what they're doing. I can't imagine she was on set like throwing stuff at the fans or like running around again into the casino and just trying to steal people's money, or, like steal the roulette ball or like throw the deck of cards in the air or something like that. Again, funny, but there's no way. So
she goes to like she runs to a craps table and she just grabs the dice runs off
with it. Yeah. No, I had 20,000 on that roll. Yeah.
So. It's like I called seven.
Yeah.
Damn it. I lost my house.
Get that kid. And the Benny Hill theme starts playing as they all chase her around.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough.
She gets like she gets into like a car and drives off with a Chow from the Hangover movies.
I was gonna say a golf cart is like driving through the casino and like having all these people chase after her into the concert.
Yeah, no, and Zach Galifianakis or Ken Jeong.
They're all in Tulsa for some reason together.
Yeah.
So if you're a Seether fan in Oklahoma, I'm willing to bet they won't be returning. Sorry, I can't see that. So, yeah. Leave your thoughts in the comments on what you would do if your 7-year-old daughter was taken while you were on stage. Be specific. Ooh. What would you do? YouTube.
How would you react?
I wouldn't just like stop playing. I'm going to throw the guitar at the guy and then beat the crap out of him.
I can't argue that. I like literally you can't say, oh, you're overreacting. No. 7-year-old daughter gets taken away from me. I'm going to be
by a stranger.
Yeah. By a stranger in a city you don't know that well. Should we talk about something else that's stupid? You guys want to go on to some more stupid stuff?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's dumb down our IQs a little bit more. Sleep Token's been having a crazy 2025, and someone's real upset about Sleep Token and a little confused. Now, I'll show my ignorance a little. I was not familiar with this artist, Kelly Uchis. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Don't know. I didn't know who she was either until this.
Latin soul singer. Again, not our field. Fine. I understand she probably has a big audience. She has to, right? She charted on the Billboard Top 200 at number 4 last week when her album came out. That's huge, right? Well, she was a little upset because a certain mass band got number 1 by a long shot. Also, she came number 4. She wasn't even number 2 like I thought. She was number 4. Okay.
Yeah.
So the argument is even weaker.
Well, so, to be fair, her album came out the same weekend as Even in Arcadia.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the week she got beat out. So, Rowan, you want to take it for what happened and this nonsense? And I apologize to the audience for how dumb this is going to get.
Okay, yeah. So Kali Uchis, again, don't know if that's the right pronunciation. I don't care enough to look it up. She made a couple of posts that wasn't really subtle when it comes to just like, you know, her disdain for things. So as you can see right here from Luke's photo, basically Sleep Token Vessel is just like gone. Like you can't even see the name. It's covered up by the heart. But what's interesting is that like it's just them. Everyone else, even the other people ahead of her, like above her, are still fine. Kendrick Lamar, Morgan Wallen, they're fine. I don't know. Now, you may be wondering, why would you, it would be one thing if you, like, you know, blanked out everyone above you, people would still say you're petty, but at least, like, you know, there's a little bit more consistency there. But she had a unique response to this. See, she said, "To be honest, I didn't feel comfortable posting a photo of someone in blackface. It really wasn't deeper than that, doll." Yes, yeah. She used the word doll. Yes, I feel dirty for saying that out loud. It's not blackface. It's corpse paint. They are playing like monk, like vessel characters. You know, it's like when ghosts dress up. It's like when Guar dresses up. It's when just like any like metal band or anything just wears like black war paint or something like that. I think even like System of a Down has done that in the past.
Correct. Motionless in White. It's done that a few times. It's a thing that's been going on before we have all been born, the three of us.
And I would love to hear how this is a racist caricature in her eyes.
I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. She didn't get number one. She didn't even get number two or three. And she could get mad at number one, though. You know why? Because she didn't know who they were. And she could go after Sleep Token because you can't go after Morgan Wallen because all the country bumpkins and angry will get mad. And you can't go after Kendrick Lamar because you'll be dead. He will give the biggest diss track again. You're going to get the Drake treatment and you don't want that. And
it will play at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, go after Sleep Token. And like you see... You see the black chin under the white mask. By the way, if it was blackface, you wouldn't be wearing a white mask over it. But besides the point. So, yeah, this was blown out of proportion and she deleted everything shortly after. And she's trying to quickly move on. But the internet is forever.
Well, that's not the entire story, because she also posted in another post. You guys are going to love this. She kind of alluded to the idea that Sleep Token got their number one through immoral means. So again, this is when her she did a screenshot and it was kind of like, you know, to promote that like her album got like charted, which is something to celebrate about. She had this to say in the post. So again, this is a quote here. "Coochies did that. No payola, big commercial, single, features, gimmicks required." So gimmicks, I feel like that's a pretty clear jab at Sleep Token.
It's a targeted
because of the whole
message.
Yeah,
yes.
The mask, the anonymity, the mask, the also, lore they kind of paint.
Correct. Also, Alex, would you like to hear Rowan call Kali Uchis fans groups again? What is the name of the fan group, Rowan?
Oh, one more time.
What do you mean?
In that last quote you just said, she has a certain name for her fan base.
They call themselves
with Uchis or oh, oh god, yeah. I don't know this lady. I know. That
it's
was
not
just
your
like,
fault, yeah, but I'm just thinking that's what you call your fans, huh? Is that it?
Yeah. No, we're not poking fun at you, Rowan. We're poking fun at her.
Not at
just
all.
So you are very clear. This has nothing to do with Rowan.
Yeah.
Like I've heard some, like I've always like struggled to think of what would I call my fan base audience. Yeah. And I get her name, last name is Uchis. Fine. I don't know if I would go
Let's
that
call
route,
him.
Though.
Yeah,
Let's
no,
call
she
him
knows
Coochies.
What she's doing. You know that sells. But
YouTube, I am so sorry to the manual, to person has to manually go through this podcast to make sure it's clear. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this. That's the
it
news.
Starts with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, anyway, yeah. So, that makes it fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Spelling is important.
So yeah, we have the gimmicks comment, but the big thing as well is the first kind of like the first part of that whole little rant, payola. If anyone is unaware, payola basically means to bribe. Yep. So her big conspiracy theory is that Sleep Token, you know, may have slipped someone a little something under the table just to make sure they get that number one spot. Or, you know, just like big commercial single or something, or features. First of all, Sleep Token, no features. I mean, like, they had like some people do like the sax or something like that, but, you know, no, it's no one, you know,
it's still just Sleep Token. It's still the band. Yeah.
And big commercial single. So what? Like stuff like Emergence, Damocles and Caramel, they were just properly hyped. That you can't fault a band for just having good marketing.
Yes, correct. And it's not just like this one year they blew up. It's been a couple years now, and it really is through word of mouth. That's how much it blew up too. That's so rare.
They made good music, it blew up on TikTok, and here we are.
Yeah.
Now this is at a time when they had all eyes on them.
I also asked this to the chat. If you are familiar with Kalaiuchis, is she doing like a big tour this year? US, South America, wherever it might be. Mexico. I want to know, because Sleep Token's doing the headline tour to the US that sold out instantly, and they're headlining Download later this month. So it's not to say it's not Sleep Token's doing fine. They just had Payola. I think they climbed up that ladder pretty good. Finally, to go back to one other point, like, it's worth celebrating number four. What are you doing? Yeah. Number four?
Focus on the wins, girl.
Yes. Look at the company you're in. You're just right under Kendrick Lamar. How you're not okay with that?
You're just opening the door for like problems down the line by doing this. Even if people weren't familiar with Sleep Token, just the fact that you blocked the number one person, I feel like to your fan base, that just kind of shows like whoever this person is, you have beef with them.
Yes.
So what's your deal?
Or you're trying to create something. And that's worse. That is worse. And of all the bands right now, that's the one you're going for. All right. I like, there's always rock and metal feuds. I didn't know there was going to be a metal and soul, Latin soul feud, but 2025.
Oh, it's going to be glorious. We're going to battle it out in like the streets.
And Santana's going to have to be like between the middle, like trying to make peace between both groups. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not going to be smooth. Get it? You get what I did there?
Here's another thing. I'm seeing in the chat right now, someone said she got above The Weeknd. That's impressive.
That's a statement right there. For all the other names you got over too. I mean, come on. What you're complaining about this? Really? I doubt this was like, again, a lot of people are saying no idea who she is. Don't know who she is. Fine. Okay. She's big in the R&B world and pop, and I guess Latin one too, but she isn't huge. This year was rough for pop music in general. Yeah, so no crap. Sleep Token got to number one. Kinda. I'm assuming this is not her debut.
No, I don't believe so.
So she still got to number four. That means a lot. A lot.
And if it was her debut, congratulations. You got to number four on your debut.
Right?
I would be thanking God. I would become a religious man if that happened to me.
So does Vessel sing about this now? Because that's actually kind of funny.
That would be awesome.
Maybe I'd be okay with that. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe like Caramel. Maybe something like that.
Caramel 2. Latin soul sucker.
Caramel 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Ooh. Why am I getting booed for that one?
Knock it off. You stop it right now.
Fine. Ivan agrees with me. Ivan's walking around back there. All right. We talked about two dumb stories. You want to go for a third? Want to go for a third? Everyone? Third dumb story?
Let it rock.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't be mean. Our good friend Gene Simmons is apparently having trouble paying the bills again because he's selling one of his mansions, not his main one. One of.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Poor
I know.
Guy.
I know. Down significantly from its original $48 million ask in 2023, he's now cutting it to $33 million. So if you're willing to help out poor Gene Simmons, who's selling one of his mansions for a cut down price to $33 million, you'd be helping out the man.
Well, actually, I'm sorry to do this, but I got to correct you, man. He sold it back in 2021, according to that article.
To the article? Oh, so he did sell it. So why is it popping up now?
Before selling it to developer Max Noble in 2021. Lived for nearly four decades.
Four decades. So this was his main house. Okay, excuse me. So now that he's correcting it, though, he's looking to sell it again?
No, he already sold it. They're trying to sell the house after
renovating it. So how much money did he make?
Gene made more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to show you the guy. I wanted to show you the house that Gene Simmons lived in and he's still trying to make money off of, because this is the type of man who's really on a shoestring budget. I know he's not trying to sell this one now. He already did, which also blows my mind.
Just remember, guys, a man with multiple sclerosis who already gave Gene $12,000. He had to buy his own concert ticket for the concert that he already paid to be have a shout out at.
So we're going to go through Zillow and just see some of the photos.
It is a nice house, though.
It is. this is the house where all three of our families could live and we'd never see each other.
We have a commune.
Yes, comfortably, easily.
We just have like a metal commune. That'd be awesome.
Kitchen. Yeah. Yeah. There's no GoFundMe yet to help with his future bills. But yes, this is the former Gene Simmons home. This is the bedroom.
Poor guy. How did he make do?
Pandemic must have been so brutal for him living in that.
Dude, that would have been so rough.
Guys, can you imagine? He probably could only afford to eat maybe 3 filet mignons a day.
No, come on, Rowan. You don't mean that.
No, yeah, seriously.
Really? It was that bad?
Yeah, no, it's like, and have you ever been in that situation? It's torture. I wouldn't put that on my worst enemy.
And he had to go pick him up himself? He couldn't have him delivered to him?
No. He still hadn't delivered, but he couldn't give the poor DoorDash driver a good enough tip.
The 20% tip he had to go down. Yeah. I could see him not tipping well. I could totally see him not being a good tipper. Let's be honest.
The people with the most money usually tip not super awesome.
I could see him waiting at the door. It's like, so you want a 20% tip or a selfie with me?
Like, here's a tip, get a better job.
Oh gosh, no.
It's like Patrick Bateman with the homeless guy.
Yes. Also, this is the same bedroom with a fireplace, just from the different angle.
Holy cow.
And if you're wondering, this
are
is
those all fridges?
No, that's the closets. So what that is those are all glass cabinets, and like
the glass is like really disorienting.
The glass island to show like jewelry and belts and whatever other Kiss merchandise he crams in there. These are all the Zillow photos. So the house is already cleaned out. See, like this is the closet. You see like the makeup chair and two sinks behind it. And that leads to a bathroom for like a football team probably or something. I don't know. No, Gretchen, you cannot have that closet. We just moved. My wife's in the chat wanting that closet. No, you already have a nice closet.
It's like, Luke, don't we have $40 million or $33 million?
Neither. We don't have either of those. I promise we don't. Unless super chats come in. No. I would feel weird.
It would be a lot of super chats. Right? Come on, bring it.
YouTube. Can you just imagine what the taxes on this place are? Even when you buy the house,
I'm just looking at the property, the overview photo right now, just that property alone. Cause there's a pool hidden behind the trees and behind the little stone place. Oh, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like a 10 car garage. Cause of course. So yeah. Some people just don't have it easy.
How did he do it, man?
Man, he's got, okay. So this may not be accurate as of right now, but it looks like he has at least like 4 massive homes.
Yes. I knew he had more than this. I know he had more than one. So, yes.
Oh, I don't know. So I'm seeing 2 properties in Malibu, which may be outdated at this point. One in Whistler, Canada. And wait, I don't know. Is Whistler in Canada? Yes. Okay. Whistler, Canada.
I believe it.
Homes for each of his children. Homes for each of his children. And they also might have a house in British Columbia. That's a lot of houses.
It is. And he still tried to charge someone to be a fan and a roadie.
What a good guy.
Those taxes, like those electric bills for all those houses, they gotta add up.
Yeah.
Especially when you have all the lights on, like in this photo right here.
Can you imagine? He has to turn one of them into an Airbnb.
Oh my God.
He'd probably make he'd make a bajillion dollars if he did. So
I would don't.
Ooh, Gene Simmons as your Airbnb host. Ooh.
That would be terrible. But you know, you would buy it.
Which is like the most egregious like house rules.
I would say like mandatory tour of all his merch and like having to perform for you and you cheer him on and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about something more intellectual, something smarter, something more
Yay, smart things.
Yeah. A little more on point with what's going on in the world and from a band we like. This is an interview that Shirley Manson did from Garbage just on the heels of their latest album. Alex, would you like to educate people on how Shirley Manson really goes for the throat when she's and not like pulls punches when she's addressing problems?
Honestly, there's a lot in this article. It was a really good read. So if you get a chance and you want to really dig through the entire thing, tons of points. I mean, we touched on a lot of stuff here, from ageism to sexism to politics to the new album, of course. Some interesting struggles as far as Shirley Manson and her mental health. She's never been quiet about dealing with her own mental health, which is great. Having somebody outspoken dealing with, you know, mental health issues themselves is fantastic. It just helps end that stigma. And so this entire article coming off the heels of their brand new album is a really good read. So if you're a fan, check it out. Some of the key points that Luke was kind of alluding to. First of all, the new album, Let All That We Imagine Be the Light, is out now. A fantastic album. Luke had some choice words on some of the themes. I liked it.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. It was fiery. It was very passionate.
It was.
And a lot of what's going on in the world right now politically, it's no secret. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And so she doesn't hold back talking about that kind of stuff, from, you know, global crises to just stuff here in the US and, you know, controversy that we're dealing with all across the board. Yes. She's very outspoken about all of that. She never has held back. So touches on that. She also touches on like ageism. Ageism has been a really big thing that she's dealt with recently. She's almost 60. And so she says that, you know, people are criticizing her age and her appearance. And she said one thing, I can't remember the direct quote, but it was to the effect of, well, why wouldn't you ask my bandmates, these men, a question like that? Like, what kind of hair and makeup are you going to do for the show tonight? What kind of outfit are you going to wear? She really pushes back on that kind of stuff because she gets it a lot. And they're like, oh, you know, well, you know, you're getting older. You should probably dress a little more modest, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And she's like, absolutely not. I'm going to keep rocking as hard as I always have. And I don't care what anybody says.
Is Butch Vig getting asked on interviews? Oh, you're getting older, so you're going to start slowing down and you're starting to look a little older there, pal. No, he's not.
Exactly. They're like, are you going to change your glasses frames? Yeah. You know, you're getting a little older. Those are a little out. No, nobody's going to ask any of them any of that. Like, but surely,
what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, but Shirley totally gets a lot of that. So it's very sexism, very ageism, you know, appropriate that she targeted that. And she shared a lot of thoughts on all of the above.
The whole article is worth reading. I'm going to post it in the YouTube chat right now for people. Oh, maybe I won't. There we go. Sometimes it lets me, sometimes it doesn't. Bam. For those who would like to check it out later, and I'll link to it on the main podcast post. It's worth reading. And like, again, Shirley Manson is a well-educated person too. Like, she's well-informed. I should definitely clarify for everything. And like, she's been getting this for the last year too. It's like, so you're aging gracefully, but she does like the band members are the same age. We know who you're talking about. So it's rough, but yeah, I'm glad she did. And finally, for good news on top of that, for the Garbage fans who want more Garbage in their life, Garbage is playing live on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. So I'll link to that too. Good for Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. See, when he put good stuff on the like good bands, he does a good job with variety and keeping up to date and playing new stuff. Good for him.
And a huge thank you to Shirley for, you know, sticking up for the women and speaking out and being like that icon, you know, redefining basically what's possible for women as they age, and also just speaking out against the sexism and the ageism. I absolutely love her. She's a very well-spoken and smart woman.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Rowan, you've gone almost completely dark. Are you still there? There we go. No, it like, it looked like you were in shadow, like brooding in the back, waiting for your moments.
I mean, like, I have this too.
Yeah. We now go to the announcement of two bands who are wrapping it up. The first one we kind of knew was coming because he's talked about it briefly before. We now got a more official thing. Al Jorgensen saying Ministry is done. One more album, one more tour. And then he's hanging up his keyboards and electronic distribution sets and everything else. He might still be involved with music. He's not putting away and doing anything else behind the scenes or collaborations and stuff. But Ministry as the name and everything else going to be called it quits. Quite a career.
He's been doing it for like, what, 45 years, roughly?
I know, like, I remember when I was a little kid, I think in the early 90s, hearing Ministry along with the Nine Inch Nails push in that generation. That's when Ministry's name started getting pushed too. So you think about that early 90s, and now it's 2025, and that's not when he started, was the early 90s either. So he's been going steady for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I admit, I've not loved everything Ministry has done and Al has done. I totally admit that. But I definitely appreciate where his work ethic comes from and how much effort he's put into a lot of things, including
tour. I just love all the stuff that he also influenced too. I know he was very close with like Tool. That's how that's how they showed up on my radar, because I was like really into Tool. And then like when I was like doing research, especially like on their 90s days, they were really into Ministry. There's this awesome story where Al accidentally gave Maynard and Paul DeMore, their original bassist, who joined Ministry in 2018. They gave him acid by mistake.
That does sound like a Ministry tool. Yeah, that sounds like a story for them. Absolutely. So, again, I'm totally for them calling their own farewell. I think that's more than warranted for something like this, you know? Speaking of warranted and calling your own farewell, this one was definitely not expected and much sooner than Ministry's tour. Straight From the Path said this recent album is they're done. This is it. This is their last one. To quote Jesse Lee, bummer salad indeed. Straight From the Path have announced their new album Clockworks that they released today, last week, will be their last. It's their final. They'll do some touring. They'll finish that up and that's it. I was anyone else kind of surprised by this one? Because I didn't know this had been in the works like for a while.
Well, we touched on the album like last week because it just got like shadow announced really like 2 days prior. And then I think like it was like the morning after our podcast that like they're like, yeah, no, after this, we're done.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Was that the timeline? But still, it was just like
it might have been.
Like,
yeah. To quote from the like group statement, this is a mutual decision. There's no bad blood. We love each other and we love you all. In the next couple of weeks, we will be announcing our final tour dates. And after 2025, we'll be putting the band to rest. Looking forward to celebrating the band one last time together for the rest of the year. So again, they're calling their shot. They're doing the farewell tour. They're not just saying, screw you guys, we're going home. So I do appreciate that. Yeah. And they got their final album out. So again, proper way to do things. You know, they are doing right by their fans. They want to end it, but they want to make sure their fans and support actually have a way to say goodbye as well.
I like that. I think that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. We hear so many bands just like there was a while in the 2010s, like there was so many bands just going kaput. We've never hear a reason why. We don't know if they're on hiatus or if it's done. I'm glad that bands are now like trying to be proactive a little more, like keep their information for their fan bases out there. So
I like to think that like I think the reason why a lot of like when bands do break up or quit just very like kind of like suddenly and they do announce we are completely done, that alludes that like there is just like something going on within the band where it's like we cannot work with each other.
Sure.
But the fact that they're able to do it here, I like to think that things are amicable. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they don't hate each other. No one's like,
yeah, it's not vicious. It's not toxic. You know, I think for something like this as well, if you get to call your shot, think about how many jobs everyone, like every single person listening to this, we're all involved where we had a coworker we could not get along with and could not stand. We couldn't just call it quits. You know, you're stuck. Something like this, you get to actually part ways and be peaceful with each other. So Rowan's back in the shadow again, in the shadow world, like on YouTube.
Yeah, sunset.
That's why. Okay, the windows and stuff. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's just like the natural light's gone. So that's like Rowan's like hiding in the distance, kind of type vibe. But on audio, it doesn't matter. I know you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. I was just making sure that's what it was. I was like, is my monitor? No, it's okay.
Oh yeah, no, I'm actually slowly entering my villain stage right now. Oh. Once I finish charging up,
by dimming the lights.
We're witnessing it.
Dimming the lights, but not in an obvious way.
I'm a low budget villain. I think that's all the news we had. Am I missing anything before we get into our upcoming albums and tours and everything else?
That was the big stuff.
Yeah. My brain got dumbed down by the first couple of stories. Sorry. I'm still grasping at some of this. So, all right. As for that, we shall now move on to Alex, who has some information for us on upcoming tours. Quite a few got announced this week again.
Yeah. Speaking of Seether and Daughtry just announced a fall 2025 US tour with POD. Mm-hmm. That'll be a really fun one. We also have Dorothy. Dorothy just announced a summer fall 2025 North American tour. A Day to Remember are teaming up with Yellow Card. They've got the Maximum Fun tour.
Yes.
Ginger just announced the 2026 European Dual Tour. And this is awesome because it's been a long time. Come on, Link. Sorry, my computer's not working very well.
It's okay. I believe you. I believe that you have an announcement to say and you're not just stalling.
Yeah, there's something really good. This is the first time that they're touring Europe in over 6 years. So it's a big deal. Super fun. Super excited about Ginger and European Ginger fans. Zach Sabbath just announced a US tour with Guns N' Roses and AC/DC tribute bands. Mm-hmm. We've also got, I read that wrong first and I'm like, no way. And then I'm like, that makes sense. Cool. Yeah.
Tribute bands. Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way. Oh, no, there is no way. It's tribute bands. Yeah. Right. Niall, Cryptopsy, and The Last 10 Seconds of Life and Cognitive announced a US tour. And yeah, this one's new too. We've got Avenged Sevenfold, Gojira, Lacuna Coil, Dream Theater, and Mastodon headlining the 2025 Greece release festival season.
Mm. Now, is that that's Greece the country, correct?
Yes.
So yeah,
not Grease the musical.
Yeah, not Grease like Oil Grease or Grease the musical. Grease, you have to go to the Greek islands, correct?
Yeah, they dress up.
It's one of Greece's
rockabillies.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be hilarious. Yeah.
The Tell Me More song.
Danny Zuko. Yeah,
the Tell Me More song, but it's Avenged Sevenfold style.
Sandy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It's one of Greece's largest summer music events.
Nice.
In Greece.
So
let's see, what else do we have? We've got Atreyu just announced the Curse Anniversary Tour, North American Tour, with Unearth, Norma Jean, 18 Visions, He Is Legend, and 093936.
Very cool.
I think that's it. Breaking Benjamin and Lacey Sturm are teaming up for a couple of like acoustic shows.
Okay.
And that's all I've got.
Yeah. I got word of that Breaking Benjamin. It's more Ben and friends and less Breaking Benjamin. It's not the full band. It's Ben Burnley going on tour with other people. And playing Breaking Benjamin hits, but it's an acoustic tour. It's only 8 cities.
You are correct.
So,
yeah.
So, do not think this
Ben is and Lacey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, it's not the full Former Breaking Flyleaf. Benjamin thing. Yeah. So, take that for what it's worth. There's one that I saw that got announced. I didn't get it to run by you, unfortunately, but I just want to post it on here because I think it looks pretty fun. I would go if I could. Mexico is getting at the Corona Capital 3-day festival this November, headlined by Foo Fighters. Day one, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age, Franz Ferdinand, Garbage. Day two, Chapel Roan, Vampire Weekend, Aurora, Diamond Dave, Alabama Shakes. Day three, Linkin Park, Deftones, Weezer of Monsters and Men.
I did have that on my radar
last
too.
Day sounds awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I would go, like, if it was feasible, I would go to this 100%.
Especially like day three, you got Jerry Cantrell, you got Peach Pit there too.
Oh yeah, there's good stuff on every day too, like in like the smaller lines and stuff like that also.
Totally.
Yeah, a good one. Good variety on this too. It's not just like the same style. Like Foo Fighters, Chapel Roan, Linkin Park are your headliners, but you also have Deftones of Monsters and Men, Queens of the Stone Age, Garbage. It's a lot.
You can't front. Like, you would be stoked to see Chapel Roan, Foo Fighters, and Linkin Park at the same festival. Like, that would be super rad.
Absolutely. Come on. That's fun. So, lots of good stuff coming. Rowan, what do we have coming up this Friday, June 6th, for our albums?
Wanted to get started with a little bit of like a more smaller band that's getting their legs. Holy Roller, a stoner metal band, is releasing their new album, Rat King.
Okay.
I first of all, when you look at the album cover, it looks sick, by the way. I just like good album art. It looks like something like Municipal Waste or something like that, or Toxic Holocaust, if you guys like know their album art.
I know their album art, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, too, it's just like they make good stoner rock music. Like,
okay.
Listen to this one song in there. It's called Bloodhound. That's a great one if you want to get into them. I just want to show them some love.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we got like a solid metalcore act with Orthodox coming in with A Door Left Open. Really, really good band, too. So, like, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Swedish death metal band Catatonia is releasing Nightmares as extensions of The Waking State through Napalm Records.
A lot of metal fans are excited for that one.
Oh, yeah. I saw some guys in the chat hyping that up before I even got to my segment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be one of the two big ones this Friday. We have Volbeat, God of Angels Trust. Always really liked Volbeat, honestly. I like their blend of metal and rockabilly. I feel like they do that really well. Which was, you know, when I first got into them, it legit baffled me that like the guy was Swedish. He wasn't American.
Oh yeah. He's not from Nashville. No.
I would have thought like someone like him would have been from Nashville or something.
Oh yeah,
like,
he pulls it off well. But Volbeat's been consistent for a long time too.
Yeah. And then finally, you guys are very well aware of this all. We've talked about it before with their concert film. Turnstile's Never Enough is coming out this Friday through Roadrunner. We're all excited about that, right?
Oh, 100%. And at least I am. And they just performed on Jimmy Kimmel as well. Jimmy Fallon. That's on YouTube right now, too. Yeah, one of the Jimmys, the live Jimmys. So got all that. Lots of good stuff. I will not be able to hear it all, but I'm going to hear a lot of it because, again, good music's coming out every week again now. It's nice, right? It's nice. We have stuff to look forward to. So go through some super chats really quick. But first, Alex, do you have a song of the week?
I actually completely forgot to grab one. I am so sorry.
It's okay. We can go through super chats right now. And then after Rock or Flop, we will brainstorm on song of the week. Okay.
Had one that dropped 2 weeks ago. So recent week, if anybody in the chat has a suggestion, please throw it my way. But we didn't talk about Parkway Drive Sacred.
We did not.
That was a really good drop.
I'm not against that. Rowan?
No.
Parkway Drive?
Love Parkway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New single Sacred dropped 2 weeks ago.
You know what? I think that works for me.
Well, yeah.
Parkway Drive. When does their new album come out? I know it's somewhat soon because they're doing the big tour, like the that big metalcore tour. I could not remember the
Summer
name of
them. Slaughter.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not. I don't know if it's Summer Slaughter, but yeah. But they're touring.
No,
the tour
like Summer like, of.
It's Summer of Heavy or something like that. Summer of Metal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's them. It's Killswitch. It's I Prevail. It's a lot of good stuff.
Devil Wears Prada too.
Yeah. So, a lot of cool stuff. Super chats. Thank you so much for all the super chats. And we will have some festivals to book as well. From Ellie Yeats talking about the Sealer story. This incident made Sean feel broken inside. I'll say that him dissing the security was a remedy for his situation. And then he used his words as weapons against them. So now he'll be fine again. Wait. You put a lot of work into that. So fine. That was effort. From It's Rockin' Movies with Tyler, who renewed his channel membership. Thank you so much for that. You get early access to stuff. I'm not huge on Sleep Token, but yeah, chill girl. Kind of.
Don't accuse someone of blackface.
That is an accusation. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's borderline slander, right? You can get arrested for that.
From Wolverines, nah, I'm good. So I apparently asked something and he said, nah, I'm good. So thank you. I agree with you, Wolverines. Whatever it is, I agree with you.
I think that was for the house.
Yes. Also from Tyler, looking forward to the new Catatonia, Turnstile, and Volbeat this weekend. Rowan just covered all three. Yeah, it's a good week. You got Catatonia, Turnstile, Volbeat. Those are three wildly different styles, but good stuff. It's a good week. So are we ready to book some festivals?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if I got this proper. Okay, I gotta turn our stream off though. I gotta stop sharing. Is that it? No, I don't want to stop sharing. I'll fix it next week, guys. You know what? I'll fix it next week. I thought I had it fixed this week. I'm dumb. I apologize. Bam, bam. You guys can still see my screen, correct?
Yeah, it's still just Parkway Drive Sacred, right?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's what it is right now. Perfect. Each week, we try to book random festivals where we book four bands out of a random file and see if these random cities can get a good festival. The first time we do this, it was mess, but it's pretty funny. And the first time will be our Rocks Festival. So what's our festival going to be? Ooh, Stranger Danger Fest in honor of Sean Morgan's situation with his kid.
I'm not against it, but if we get like certain bands in this, it's gonna be problematic.
Hopefully it's not too on the nose. Unless someone else has a name, we're going with Stranger Danger Fest.
How about Remedy Fest?
Remedy? Okay, because of the remix. You know what? That probably is safer. Something we can't get us in trouble with. Remedy Fest coming up. Band number one in this moment.
Nice.
Up for that. Number two. Pentagram. this is a fun visual concert so far, guys. I gotta say that.
Spectacle.
Number three, Megadeth. Oh boy. Talk about a spectacle. It's gonna get weird. Number four, Better Lovers. Oh, we had Better Lovers last week. I do remember that. So we gotta move on. Number four, Stone Temple Pilots.
Solid. I like Megadeth and I like Pentagram. So yeah.
Megadeth, Pentagram, in this moment, Stone Temple Pilots. Billings, Montana has a decent one.
This one's pretty good.
I would go. Don't let Dave talk between the songs and I go.
Like, yeah, into the mic. Same.
Yeah. Is that make sense?
Well, we'll have production. Yeah. We'll work the board.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like constantly during the dial down every time it's between songs. Just play like random other info. Okay. Yes, I see a lot of yeses in the chat. Yes, I'd go for Megadeth alone. There you go. Is that good? Yes. This is a bizarre one. It is a little weird, but guys, this is like a true random radio station fest. Come on. This definitely fits that vibe. We can get Megadeth and Stone Temple Pilots in this moment's touring. What's that one meme band? Pentagram? Okay, good. Announce it.
You're good. Okay. You're going to trigger, because I got to experience Pentagram's fan base, you're going to trigger some of them by saying they're the meme band.
I can't even imagine they're worse than Kid Rock fans or Angry Metallica fans. So.
Oh, they're metal elitist, man. They are metal elitist.
That I believe. That I do believe. We got a lot of yeses. We now go to Yeet Fest. Here we go for Ellie Yeet. Yeet Fest band number one, Skillet. I'm kind of glad Megadeth and Skillet were on the same set. I just feel like it'd be a lot of talking and yelling at us. Number two, Papa Roach. Wow. One of the first concerts I ever shot, by the way, were those two bands on the same bill. So
nice.
I know, right? Years ago. Number three, AWOL Nation. They're going to sing Sail with Papa Roach and Skillet. And number four, Creeper, who just announced Sanguivore 2, new album coming out later this year, which I'm excited for. So Creeper, AWOL Nation, Skillet, Papa Roach. Man, this is absolutely a radio station fest, by the way. I mean, this is like, Roanoke, Virginia. This is exactly what the rock station there gets. I would go if it was local, if it was close. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd go if I didn't have anything else going on that night.
We don't have to pay.
It's like definitely only draw for me, if I'm being honest.
That's fine. And I'm a big Creeper fan, but I know a lot of people aren't familiar with them, so I know that's a hard sell. So Ellie, who booked the fest, said yes with an asterisk. So
yeah, that's
fair.
Yeah, the vibe.
Yeah. I see yeses, got a pass. Yes. Yes, but merch shop endurance Skillet, I'll pass. I guess I'd go is like the, man, that is like the subtext for the announcement of Yeet Fest. I guess I'll go on like the poster.
It's like, am I doing anything else today?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got nothing else going on.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have any friends or a job. Come to this festival, loser.
Come on. You don't have any plans. You trust me. Come on.
I do see more yeses, barely. So you know what? despite the random chaos, Yeetfest is somehow a success. It may be a razor thin profit margin, but a success. And I believe we finally end with Wolverine Fest. Wolverine Fest, take us home. Band number one for Wolverine Fest. Speaking of them, Seether. Hopefully it's better than Tulsa. Band number, you know what? This is going to be, we'll have Wolverine Fest in Tulsa, a redo. So it's not at Hard Rock. That way you can have a
redo. Booking the security team. Yeah,
it's an outdoor festival. We'll make sure no one comes near that family.
We don't have the guy like luring away children, and we don't have the guy who doesn't do his job.
Luring away children. Oh
yeah, that. Sorry, OKC.
Oh man.
Wait. Tulsa, sorry, Oklahoma.
I'm just imagining the security guy with a bag of M&Ms and a Nintendo Switch. Oh no! Well, yeah, it's gonna be fun trying to get this past monetization, but whatever. Band number two.
The second week in a row, we're talking about crap security.
I know. I that's exactly right too. Slam Dunk Fest, which just refused to help, and then security like kicking out his 7-year-old. Next week's got to be even harder. Oh no!
No, stop jinxing us,
man. Number two. Excuse me, we're only on number one. Number two for Wolverine Fest. Buck Cherry.
Oh, crap.
Tulsa's not getting ideal replus show right now. Number three, Lamb of God, Rebound. Okay. Lamb of God, Seether, Buck Cherry. Number four, I Prevail. You know?
Yeah, okay. Buck Cherry would be my merch band.
It did counter a little bit. So Lamb of God, I Prevail, Seether, and Buck Cherry plays before we get there. Like, they're the sound warm-up type thing, but we don't tell them. Yeah.
You can come on first. It's the best gig. Come on.
Gretchen just said, my wife just said, bag of NMs and a Switch would get me, honestly. Gretchen, would you stop encouraging terrible behavior?
It would get me too, honestly. It's like, oh shoot, you got Smash Bros? Let's play.
Oh crap, this guy looks cool.
Yeah. You got Smash Bros? I'm going to main Ike.
Wolverine Fest, we're going back on track. Everyone reacted to Buck Cherry. I got to wait for it. Yes, I'd go, but I give Buck Cherry awful mixing. That's for Wolverine. Like, he gives him the worst mix and production value.
Oh yeah, Buck Cherry's releasing an album next week. Kill Me.
Is that the name of the album?
Maybe.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Merch for Buck Cherry. I mean, yeah, you're still getting it at that point. Yes, but at the multiple people are saying, I'm at merch for Buck Cherry. There's gonna be like a 400 person line. Yeah.
Everyone in chat just meets up at like the merch table and we just all like have a beer together or something like that.
That's one long merch line. I hope you better tip those merch workers working through all that right away.
Yeah.
It is a yes though. Sapphire says more like Chuck the Cherry. Goodness. However, this is a success. We had three successful festivals. Somehow we survived. Did it feel like we survived the festivals this week? Like, kind of like, okay, we made it out. We did it.
Wasn't like, it's not like we made it off the skin of our teeth, you know?
No, but
that's like, a middle one.
We had some middle. Yeah, there you go. So how did this go? Stop blocking this. Get out of there, Discord. Thank you all so much for tuning in for the podcast that rocked. It's been a ridiculous week with stupid stories, but we had some good stuff too. So I would like to give this time to Alex and Rowan if they have anything. Alex, anything you would like to share?
Nope. I'm still waiting for my IQ to catch up, man.
I'm same. You might have to sleep it off, but Rowan, how about you?
I'm just excited for the sequel to Caramel featuring, he just goes after
where he goes after the coochies, the fans that come after him, because he's going after his own suck up fans now. So now he's the elite, like the parasocial. So now I have to go as after another artist fans, man.
Yeah, the ones who hate me just because I happen to go.
Poor vessel. Thank you so much. I'm working on a new video right now about Metallica. That'll be coming up sooner than later. It'll be an interesting one. It'll probably make some elitists upset, but that's coming up sooner than later. I recorded it all already. Early access. Early access and patrons. I'll just say it now what the video is. It's which album is better, Saint Anger or Lulu?
Saint Anger.
That's the Metallica album. That's the Metallica video. I go over my debate and see where that goes. And I make some good points, but I know I'm going to upset people. So there we go.
Excited. I would just like
to say, by the way, everyone in the chat is going back into the Wiggle puns.
This cannot be the signature for closing out my podcast. No. Okay. Wigglet for Skillet. Wigglet is kind of adorable, though. I kind of get to
wiggle?
That. Wigglet. I wiggle. Oh, okay. That's not so bad either. Okay. You have to be actually funny if you're going to do the wiggle jokes, okay? You have to be actually good with it. Can't just say wiggle for everything.
Papa Wiggle.
I think Wigglet wins today.
Wiggle of God.
Wigglet.
Wigglet's adorable.
No, I wiggle is so simplistically funny.
Yes, it is. I agree. In this wiggle. Yeah, so. Alrighty. Lulu over
here. Wiggle this moment.
Wiggle this moment. Oh, there you go. All right. It's time to close out. Alex, you got a joke. You got a laugh last week. What's going to happen this week? What is your joke of the week?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
I got nothing.
Did it have something like wine, like making wine?
He whined.
Nothing. It just let out a little whine.
Yeah, we got the punchline.
We kind of got there.
You guys kind of got it. You guys kind of, it took you a second though.
We had to think it out. Like we had to like talk it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing. It just let out a little whine.
I didn't laugh, but actually that was at least clever.
Yeah, that was all right.
It wasn't bad. Let's see how the chat reacts as they're, I know this one.
I got another one. I need to do another one.
That's up to you. No. You can get a redo because we did get that one. So
we got one already.
Okay, so get that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Here they come.
Ooh, okay, fine. Let's do another one. Okay.
All right.
Not all construction work is equally enjoyable. Right.
Okay.
For example, enlarging a drilled hole is boring, but fastening pieces of metal together is riveting.
That was worse.
I get it.
Put them together.
Dang it. I laughed. Dang it.
Did you laugh?
Yes, I laughed. Dang it. It was so dumb. The stupid stories like lowered my IQ, and it was the delivery of, but welding it together is riveting.
You're throwing grapes at yourself?
Yes, because I just got to let out a little wine, man.
Does that work? You just be like,
I'm really bad at throwing. I can't make them into my mouth.
That'll be all for this week's Dumb Dumb podcast, where you lower your IQ before you go to bed. You get a more peaceful sleep. Forget all your troubles if you can't think about them, right?
Why need alcohol? Just kill your brain cells.
Listen to our podcast. Talk about dumb stories and tell dumb bad dad jokes.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you next week. Hopefully you'll return if you remember, after this week's episode.
Everyone just goes melatonin.
It'll be fine. People will return, hopefully. Have a great week, everyone. Bees? Why are there bees in the chat?
Someone throws bees.
And a potato? All right, you guys are just throwing random emojis out there now.
It's a potato.
Like a random potato? Yeah, not the bees.
Yeah, not the bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Podcast that rocked. Cheaper than NyQuil.
That was better than the dad jokes.
That's gonna be on a shirt, honestly.
It's cheaper than NyQuil, isn't it?
Will is throwing Mount Everest.
The tidal waves.